from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. warplane flies over South Korea. A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber and two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea flew over Osan Air Base, located 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. Lieutenant General Terrence O'Shaughnessy is deputy commander of U.S. South Korean Command.
The United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and maintaining the stability on the Korean Peninsula, to include extended deterrence provided by our conventional forces and our nuclear umbrella.
Today's flight of the B-52 came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb. North Korea's actions angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture for an interview posted on Rolling Stone magazine's website late Saturday, a day after Guzman was captured by Mexican authorities. Guzman proudly volunteers to Penn, quote, "I supply more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anybody else in the world. I have a fleet of submarines, airplanes, trucks, and boats." Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. "If there was not consumption, there would be no sales," Guzman says about his drug trafficking. "It is true that consumption day after day becomes bigger and bigger," he adds. This is VOA News. Egypt held an opening session of parliament today, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. Pakistan is to host a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials on Monday about the Afghan peace process. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
There is widespread skepticism about whether the Taliban is ready to give up violence and re-engage in a result-oriented peace dialogue with the Afghan government. Speaking Saturday in Kabul, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani sounded optimistic about the four-nation effort. He said the internationally monitored discussions beginning Monday will enable all sides to differentiate between insurgents who want reconciliation and those who oppose it. Pakistan hosted a preliminary round of direct talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban last July. The process was halted after it was revealed Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years ago. Internal rifts have since plagued the Taliban because some commanders refused to pledge allegiance to Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansur. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Kurdish workers in northern Iraq are digging trenches in areas bordering territory held by the Islamic State. Kurdish authorities say the trenches are being dug for security reasons, but some Iraqis claim the action is aimed at establishing a regional border. Robert Rafael reports.
The Kurdish regional government is planning a big dig, a trench nearly 1,000 kilometers long, stretching from northern Mosul south to Diyala. The Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Kirkuk, General Murad Mohammed, told VOA areas newly liberated from Islamic State have to keep up their defenses.
This trench will protect the area from Daesh, who want to invade Kurdistan.
The bulldozers are digging a ditch 3 meters wide and just as deep, large enough to prevent one of the militants' deadliest weapons. The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense Committee told VOA his government is suspicious of the Peshmerga's intentions. He said trenches are not necessary for security and instead believes the dig is aimed at separating Kurdish territory from the rest of Iraq. Reporting for Dilshad Anwar, this is Robert Rafael, VOA News.
Thousands of people gathered in Paris today to mark the anniversary of jihadist gunmen attacks on the satirical Charlie Hebdo magazine and a Jewish supermarket last January that killed 17 people. It also remembered the attacks in November when Muslim extremists killed 130 people at several locations across Paris. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.